Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiber. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Got to pull one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
On the Odyssey app.
Hate me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Who do you think you are?
The Fan.
Woo! Welcome into Sports Sunday. Dude, this just...
New this intro, who this, man? What's up with it?
Yeah, this is one of those beats that will that'll get you going. I feel like the beginning to, Father Stretch My Hands. Another Metro beat.
No Killer Mike, man, but I get it. Young Metro, you know what I'm saying?
Who's that?
And if Young Metro don't trust you, he'll...
Who's this Killer Mike you speak of?
Oh, man. only one of the best rappers, you know, in the world, and apparently no one knows... who he is, you know, which is...
Well, I mean, people know who he is. He won Grammys.
Well, apparently, if you're under 25, you have no idea who he is.
Nobody exists if you're under 25 yeah, you're before under 25, you were born.
It was like, how come Ice Spice didn't win?
It's probably true. You think he the S?
You're not even a fart. There's literally a song called Fart on the radio.
That is one of the
Here's
the
that
best.
New joint. Here's that new joint. It's called Fart. Let's go.
I don't think the song's actually called
Look
Fart.
It up, bro.
Is that an Ice Spice song?
That's an Ice Spice lyric right there. I think she opens the song by
you
saying...
You think you the shh, you ain't even a fart.
Well,
the
yeah, name is she's called a twerker, Fart.
God. Yeah.
Why are we talking about all... I love the Killer Mike convo, but to divulge it or to dive right into Ice Spice...
I'm saying, well, yeah, I mean, I guess...
You're right. The song is actually called Thank You the S, parentheses, Fart.
So, again, I was kind of talking to Joe. I'm not sure, Jordan, if you've ever seen the movie Idiocracy.
Yes, old Mike Judge flick.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, do you remember the scene where, and spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it has been out since, like, 2004?
Four or five-ish? Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it now, then sorry. Like, this is just going to get spoiled for you. But there's a scene where the biggest movie in the world was called Ass. And everybody was just watching this black and white ass for 2 hours fart.
Just farting in a movie theater, laughing their asses off.
That's where we are right now, you know, as a society. We're getting closer and closer to what Mike Judge and company predicted, you know, back in that movie. Because, like I said, one of the biggest songs in the country is called Fart. And it's not by Tyler, the Creator. And it's not by anybody from, you know, from Odd Future or any one of these kind of, you know, maybe a little weirder crews. No, it came from what is probably the biggest female rap artist, which is so sad.
I mean, she was literally in the same suite as Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl.
Just looking awkward. Like, what are you doing there? Like,
I didn't even know what was happening. Like,
there's a clip.
I want the Lakers to win.
There's a clip of like one of the other girls in there, like explaining something to her on the field. Like basically the game of football. And I was just like dying. I was like, I really hope she's like, this chick is like really breaking down like cover three coverage to Ice Spice. Like, you see, you got a deep safety and then you got two corners going back into coverage in those deep thirds there. And then you got to this is
cover zero. Now they're one-on-one with each other.
I would have died if she's giving her some like really complex like football stuff out there. Like, if you want to break the cover three, yeah, you can go deep first, but you also want to do a flood on there onto the right side.
Yeah, I doubt that was the conversation. It was like, look at number 15.
Yeah, I got
He's
it.
Cute.
So what That's team's what the red was. Team?
Yeah. That does blow my mind that the song is actually called that. I didn't know that's what it was called.
I'll tell you, I don't lie to you, baby. Like, I'm going to tell you the truth about certain stuff, man. Like, and that's one of them. And yeah, it's pretty disappointing. And then the same group of people would have the nerve, the unmitigated gall to ask who Killer Mike is. Get out of here.
I guess I don't know. I don't listen to Killer Mike enough, clearly. I listened to that last Run the Jewels album that came out in like, what is it, 2020?
But it was tight, like, right?
That. It was solid. But his last album, Michael, is the one that won all the Grammys here.
And only, you know what I think too? Kendrick Lamar came out in one of his verses. I can't remember which one it was and which song it was, so forgive me. But you said something along the lines of, if you were really a hip hop fan, then Killer Mike would be bigger.
Something along those lines.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden.
But you don't like Kendrick Lamar, so.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You just said that before the show.
No, I just, what I said about.
You compared
Kendrick
him to
Lamar,
Nicki Minaj.
No, I said after, at a point, man, some of it gets kind of boring to me. Sometimes, for music, maybe I'm crazy, but sometimes I don't want to be preached at and rapped at the whole time. Sometimes I want to have some fun.
Shame.
Sometime I want to have some fun.
Shame. You can
it's okay.
do that.
Not with Kendrick. Kendrick doesn't have a lot of like
well, that's
super
what I'm
fun records.
You can do that. Just don't listen to Kendrick.
That's why I listen to J. Cole. I think J. Cole has more fun records. I think he's a more well-rounded rapper than Kendrick is.
Listen to N95. That's fun, I guess.
Who is yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Probably not.
Wasn't Kendrick Lamar in on like the NBA Live soundtracks back in the mid-2000s? I'm not sure J. Cole ever got in on that action.
No.
J. Cole's in the game. J. Cole is like one of the players you can play with and stuff.
Well, in 2K21 or something like that, but not mid 2000s.
It was last year's 2K.
Kendrick Lamar didn't get big until like 2011.
Well, who am I confusing?
No, it was like 2009 for Kendrick, you know, somewhere around there. Good Kid, Mad City was like 2008. Or no, like 2011. Yeah, something like that. 10,
no, that was
10,
that was
yeah,
20,
I'm going a little too far back.
Yeah. 2013, 2014. Yeah.
Good
around
Kid,
there.
Mad City?
Yes. Yeah. Because I remember I was down in Eugene. I was living in Eugene, and that was probably. That wasn't the last album I bought at Best Buy. Rest in peace, physical media at Best Buy. Man. No longer a thing. That wasn't the last album I bought at Best Buy. Actually, the last album I bought at Best Buy was To Pimp a Butterfly.
Kendrick, great album. I think the last album I ever bought, and I think it was
physical media.
Yeah, it was called Rich Boy. I had his album, and that was like 2006.
He wasn't Kendrick wasn't NBA yeah. 10, so I'm not NBA Live 10. I'm not crazy. I'm not making this up.
What song was that?
Crap! I just closed the tab.
NBA 2K10.
No. NBA Live.
NBA Live.
Because at that point he was in 2K14, but he was also in NBA Live 10.
Oh, rest in peace there too.
No kidding. EA Sports killed that one.
Yeah. Actually, we will get into some video game stuff later today. I think.
Okay. Good.
I think you might know what I'm talking about. There's a game on the horizon. A game that hasn't been out in 10 years.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about now?
Absolutely.
MERS.
MERS?
Okay, yeah.
MERS
is dope.
Featuring Corrupt and J-Rock, We Ballin'.
Oh. Damn. That is old Kendrick. That's K-Doc Kendrick.
Did I not say 2000s?
Yeah. And anything with Corrupt on it, I'm sold.
K-U-R-U-P-T.
That's it.
Yeah. Wow.
There's no other way to spell it, baby.
We'll get into some video game stuff. We'll also get into some like real life sports stuff too. You know, actual sports that happen in our world.
Are we going to talk Chelsea and Liverpool?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well,
there might be some soccer talk. Who knows?
No, we don't. I mean,
there might be some football.
Yeah. Football. Americano.
FUTBOL.
Oh, yeah, you're spelling it wrong.
Yes, we're getting into that football. Listen, it's NFL season's over, college football season's over. I talked about this a little last week, too. It's like there was that initial worry, I think like a day or two after the Super Bowl, I'm trying to find something to watch, and it's just like there's no football on Monday or Tuesday like during playoff time, but it got scary for a second.
Yeah.
And I got a little worried, and then I got to last weekend, and I was watching UFC, I was watching some golf. I was watching something else too. I can't remember.
The All-Star stuff.
Thank you. And then yesterday I was watching some Baltimore Orioles spring training baseball. I know you love that.
Uh-oh, stop traffic.
Oh, I know. I know you were watching it too. I know you were tuned in for every at bat.
I was not at all.
I got the Mexico Open on the TV right now. The PGA Tour down in Mexico.
We're not even trying with our names anymore of these tournaments.
This one they don't really care about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the Mexico Open.
It's just like, I don't even know. I'm sure it has a sponsor. I couldn't tell you, though. But they're just like, just call it, where are they at again? Mexico? Okay, yeah, just call it the Mexico Open. And golfers are making me mad because they make it look so easy. And then I go to the driving range and I'm struggling for my life out there. And then there was something on the TV last night that I watched as well that was sports related. We'll get into that a little bit. What do we got? What do we got here? Blazers, they're still a thing. I want to get your opinion on something that was in the news over the last week.
Okay.
Some more NBA stuff. There's a team that has some 49ers vibes to me in the NBA. And then, again, there was something I watched on TV last night that made me excited for the spring and summer, but also it got me a little mad at our city that we live in, which is nothing new because it just seems like all Portland does is just piss me off at this point. And also there are some hot seats in the state of Oregon as well. What else we got here? Court storming. It happened to Duke, so God forbid that we never do it again. But if you want to check in with the show, share your opinions. Vancouver Forward text line. All texts to the fan are via the Vancouver Forward text line. Your dollar goes further. At Vancouver Forward, they treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverForward.com. 503-864-6FAN. 503-864-6326. We are up on the YouTube. We have Jordan Schultz back in the building from his Boston trip. How was that?
Yeah, fun, but not. I got sick on the way back. I was at a wedding on my birthday. Like, I don't know. My in-laws ended up pissing both my wife and I off. Like, it wasn't a great trip.
Hold on. Like, I don't know if for a man, unless it's your, like, your daughter or your son or something like that, I don't know if there is a more irritating thing for a man to be at than a wedding on his birthday.
Now, there was an open bar, so that helped. And the couple that I was watching get married, I absolutely love dearly. No, you know, it's not like people that like I'm just like, whatever.
No, of course. But at the same time, you're kind of like, man, we should be celebrating me right now. And I, the whole time, you know, seriously, at a wedding, I can't even tell people be just excited about it being my birthday because you're taking attention away from the bride. So God forbid somebody, exactly that look you have right now, God forbid somebody else is congratulating you or giving you well wishes on your birthday.
It should be throwing ones as opposed to club right now.
Exactly. All the stuff, man.
I'm with Joe. Wish I could be watching football. I'm team Joe right now.
Isn't there a UFC fight on right now? Missing it all.
Be anywhere else.
I hope it doesn't work.
There was a very nice little gesture. A couple of my wife's friends did. She was very, very nice because I'm not going to say it, but she's like, hey, it's my hubby's birthday today. And this kind of sucks that, like, he's here. They brought me a cupcake. They did sing me happy birthday, like, during the reception, and there were people looking over, like, the hell's going on?
What was the wife's reaction?
What the hell is that guy?
My wife, for,
no,
or...
No, the,
oh,
the,
Leah? The bride was fine with it. No, okay. It didn't... Well, because it didn't detract from anything.
Now she's sitting over there just...
That's going to determine the entire mood of the rest of
They asked her if it was okay to do this. I don't think they would have sang me happy birthday without the bride's permission. This is not that kind of group of people.
No, I'm even with the bride's permission, I'm just curious what the initial reaction was. Was it like, was she participating and singing too and, you know, doing the high harmony? Or was it more of a like, okay, thank you so much.
That's funny. Can we
get this
slow clap
over with now, please?
Get the hell out of my wedding.
Yeah, right?
No, there were 150 people there she had to greet, so she was too busy to even notice, I think, honestly. But you have a valid point. But no, I gotta go somewhere, man. I gotta go to the strip club, go to the casino, do something to get my degenerate on, because I am 35 now, and I only have so many of those times left.
You definitely don't want to go to a strip club in Boston, then. So
no, well, no. A, they're way too expensive, and B, have you seen the talent in Boston?
I'm gonna guess something similar to like Houston and Atlanta.
There's a reason my wife.
I can't see it's not a whole lot different than here.
There's a reason my wife
and ponytails,
who is a blonde, lives here and not in Boston. It's because she just doesn't fit in. She looks way better and fits in here.
I can imagine lots of dark hair, glasses, ponytails.
Those lace bows on the back of the thigh, tattooed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Those little things, like little corset, little things in the back. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's like the new tramp stamp. Is if you have
if you
those.
Have those, it's like, oh yeah,
get it.
The lace,
get
it on.
Might as well be a bullseye. Might as well be a bullseye.
Oh god. All right, let's get into some sports stuff. Blazers. The ratings are down. Shocker. I think it's been a perfect storm. Get Rashad and Jordan's thoughts next. Since Jordan's been out of town, and then Rashad, we didn't talk about this last week. We kind of talked last week about what is there to keep us watching and keep our attention. And according to the rest of the fan base, there's nothing that is keeping our attention at this point in the season. So we get to that next here. Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Turn and burn.
Limit.
Come on, where's the salespeople? Why aren't they filling up the commercial breaks during Sunday? Wait, don't answer that question.
I might have filled that even further with promos, too, so you're welcome.
How can you not hear the song and want to be like a Cuban drug lord?
I've never done cocaine before because I don't want to end up like Len Bias, but I want to do cocaine after I hear this song.
Man, it's one of those things, man. Like, I don't know, you know, what it was, but, man, Gino played the hell out of this role enough to make every time I hear the song, like, you know what? I think I know. I can find Poppy and go ahead and move some stuff. I think I'd be pretty good
at
it.
You're like, do I have enough money to...
And then the movie ends, and I'm like, yeah, you know what?
Do I have enough money that I can use a money counter? Is that a thing? Can I do that? Oh, wait, no.
No. If I get all ones, then yes. You know, we'll be good.
What is it? Blazers, huh?
Yeah, I guess, man.
All right, see you later.
Yeah.
Big gulps, huh?
Cool.
They have seen a drop of 60% in their ratings over the last year, which I think is, I mean, it's a crux of things. You lose your best player in franchise history. Stop. And he is. Mm-hmm. He is, Rashawn. Okay, well, just come to terms with it.
I will not, but keep going.
You also have a terrible TV deal. And, I mean, the team is just not good. They are now in their third 7-game losing streak of the season, which might continue on. Their next game, I believe it's against the Hornets. So, hey.
Yes, it is.
Fingers crossed. They actually play today at 6 o'clock. Catch the fever. Let's see. It says on ESPN, tickets as low as $4. They might pay you to go to the game.
You give them joints away for free. Mm. You know, Jamba Juice or something like that. Like,
can I move down into the first level if I buy a $4 ticket?
Quite possible. We used to all the time.
But yeah, it's we're down bad right now. But when the ratings are showing that they're down that bad, 60%, one, that sucks. But also, get used to it. I don't think that's going to change next year. I don't think it's going to change the year after. I mean, this team's obviously looking at a lottery pick, and they're likely going to be using that lottery pick. I mean, there is no reason to be trying to make moves to make this team a winner right now or to compete. I thought they should have traded Brogdon at the deadline. I thought that, I mean, the Jeremy Grant thing, we'll see what happens in the offseason there. I mean, you signed him to a contract, so he's locked up. But this ain't something that's going to change within the next year. It's not like, you know, we're going to get this insane development out of these guys. I mean, out of Scoot and maybe Shaden. But the thing is with him is just staying healthy and staying on the floor. Buckle up. This is what the Blazers are going to look like for possibly at least beyond this season, the next 2 to 4 seasons. This ain't going to change. This ain't going to change. And again, when we get a drafted player in top 5 in what is being called one of the worst draft classes in a while, like, you're hoping that maybe you get that Alexandria Sarr kid out of Australia. I've seen some other Blazer fans saying that they want Cody Williams out of Colorado, that he would fit well. The nice thing is the top 5 guys on the mock draft board are all like small forwards, power forwards, 6'8", 6'7", 6'9 guys, maybe a little bit taller than that. But again, it's like, all right, well, if you're going the youth movement, then you'll get some people to watch at the beginning of next year. But then as soon as they start drifting back into this territory, you're looking at the same amount of ratings as you are right now. It's a tough sled. And Jody and that franchise, they've got a lot of changes that they need to make as far as if they want to get fans back into the stadium and back watching the game. Hey, maybe a new mascot, like a Sasquatch or something like that. They get to introduce things. That. Yeah, yeah.
Woo.
Man. So we knew it would be like this. I mean, let's be real. Dame's not the best player the Blazers ever had. I'm sorry, a dude that's never won a game in the conference finals. I have a hard time saying he's the best player when you had another dude who was only comparable to Michael Jordan. That's another story. That's for another day. That's cool. The TV deal that the Blazers have always had has always sucked. And so if you're outside of Portland and you want to see the Blazers play, unless you had Comcast at that point or Xfinity or whatever we want to call it, then you weren't able to do that. If you had DirecTV, you weren't able to see the Blazers play. If you had NBA TV and that's where the Blazers were for the night, and you had DirecTV or any other cable or satellite provider, you weren't able to see the Blazers play. They're the only team in the league that's had a very specific deal with specific companies and nobody else. You can't watch any other team you can watch every other team but yours on any given night, because unless you have Root Sports, which who has Root Sports? I bought Fubo, the app, because I kind of cancel cable. It's the most expensive app that I have. Why do I have this? I have it to watch the Blazers. There's no other reason. I can get ABC and all the other channels everywhere else. I don't really need Fubo But for whatever reason, I got it, and I got it to watch the Blazers. I never watched them. It's boring. We know the end of this game. We know how this is going to go. The Blazers are going to probably have a nice lead or something like a nice lead in the third if they are up, and they're going to find a way to trick that in the fourth, and then the game is over. We know we're probably going to see 60% of what the team is because most guys are hurt, and so you never see – we haven't seen a full roster of this Blazers unit since, like, the first or second game of the season. Outside of that, somebody's always down. Somebody's been hurt. Obviously, Robert Williams since, like, the second week of the season or whenever it was, and you end up losing him. They're not competitive. Chauncey's made no adjustments outside of taking Scoot out of the starting lineup, putting him on the bench, putting him back in the starting lineup. That's
well, really, then now Scoot is hurt immediately after the All-Star break, stuff. And it's, you know, like, dope. So, like, the one reason that you would maybe get me to watch is to watch his development, and now he's out.
Yeah. And so viewership is down? Absolutely it's down. Nobody wants to watch this product. And then because you've isolated the rest of the NBA, nobody was already watching your product. So unless you live in Portland, unless you live in Washington, that area, you weren't watching the Blazers play. And now that everybody sucks, or the team kind of sucks, you're definitely not watching the Blazers play. It's not surprising. There's nothing surprising about this whole thing, and hearing that the ratings were down is like, yeah, when you're getting blown out, you know, by 30 most games, and you're 9 games behind, you know, the second worst team in your division, there's not much reason to watch. You're one of the 5th worst teams in the NBA. You're one of the 5 worst teams in the NBA.
15-40 is where their record stands at right now.
Like, come on, man. This is not surprising. And for anybody that was surprised, like, I'm sorry. Whenever you lose, even with Damian Lillard, they were one of the worst records in the league last year. Like, we forget that part. Even with a healthy Damian Lillard for most of the season, you're still one of the worst records in the league last year.
Well, granted, they, you know, shut him down towards the last part of the season. That expedited.
Yeah, but even still, like,
that expedited.
But even at that point, they were nowhere close to the play-in. Even at that point, when they decided to shut Dame down, like, and that's, if you're not close to the play-in, that means you're not in 10th place. You're not close to 10th place. That's where the Blazers were last year. So this isn't surprising at all. I mean, the Go Blazers still support, because you know the come-up is coming, but we're just not sure when.
Oh, buddy, I mean, again, I think you're looking at least 2 to 4 years.
I'll say closer to 2 than 4. I'd probably say that, because with the players you have now, I think it's coaching. That's me. That's the first thing. I think you get a new coach in there.
What do you consider the come up? Like, where they've been? Like, fighting for a lower seed?
Like I said,
just playing game territory? Like,
yeah, I think that's where it starts. That's where it started for OKC.
That's where, yeah.
You know, where it starts. Like, you just start with the play-in. You start with getting, that's where it started for Memphis and Ja. Like, okay, let's just kind of get into the playoffs and we'll figure it out from there. Because the play-in is still a playoff game. Like, it is what it is. And so, yeah, I think they're closer than we think, because, again, we still haven't seen what this team healthy all the way could potentially be.
I'm not surprised the ratings are down. I'm kind of shocked that there are still fans out there that are kind of trying to put this on just the Root Sports price raise. I think you put it perfectly, Joe. It is kind of a combination of both.
I sent an angry email to Root, too.
Yeah. Well,
I was so pissed.
Well, the $20 almost up a month. It's like, dude, no fan loves sports that much here in Portland. Like, I'm sorry, we are more general sports fan. We're not in the Pacific Northwest, especially just Portland and the Willamette Valley. We don't have enough diehard Portland Trailblazers fans to support an entire channel. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, the Mariners, who are running Root Sports, have done an absolute terrible job of doing that. The Blazers are stuck in a horrible deal. And hopefully in 2 years, they can just offer, you know, access just like via a monthly package, like some teams are starting to do. Did you see the Phoenix Suns, you guys, are just putting all of their games on local TV for free? And I advocate, because their owner says, hey, you know what? I think we're going to be able to make this money up in other ways. This product is going to sell itself. The Blazers aren't there yet, but as a professional franchise, I think that's a big way to get some eyes. Just bring them in for free. Get some eyes in. The money's going to come later. Honestly,
that's the way it used to be. But things used to be.
Hey, when I was down in Arizona a few weeks back, I mean, that I watched two Phoenix Suns games, not the entire games, but as I'm flipping around in the hotel and trying to find things, something to watch, I did watch Shrek for about 15 minutes.
I mean, that's a nice classic.
It's not embarrassing at all.
No.
It's a great movie.
No, exactly. I saw that. I was like, I'll F with Shrek for 15 minutes. But then I flipped over to the Suns game because it was on just their local NBC, whatever affiliate down there in Phoenix. It was, again, it's like, wow, what a concept.
Well, and they also have a product you want to watch. And so it's only 30% of it is the whole access part. The Blazers put themselves in this position. They've essentially told fans, guess what? It's the preseason for the next 3 years. You're watching player development. And me, I'm still mad at the franchise for getting rid of, sorry, Rashad, their best player of all time. And I am a hard pressed, like, it's going to take a lot for me. I'm a hard pressed attitude now. And whenever I turn any basketball game on, I would much rather just watch Dame. I'd much rather watch national basketball than anything local at this point. It's just frustrating.
Yeah, it's a bummer. So they have two games left in February. They have the chance to go winless in February. Let's go. The last time they went winless in a month was 21-22 season in April, when that was one of their tanking years to finish out the year. That was the season before they went after and before they drafted Shaedon Sharpe. They went winless in April, which was 0-6. But then the last time they went winless in a month before that was 2012-2013, Dame's rookie year. They went winless in April as well. They went 0-9.
So Scoot's on track for a great career then.
Well,
right? You know, I mean, it's happened before with your franchise's best player, right? So,
yeah, it just sucks. It sucks, man. I've said before, it's, you know, me personally, I'm just sick and tired of seeing my teams just suck. And even if they are good,
you shouldn't be an Orioles fan.
Hey,
I'm just saying, if you're tired of watching,
hit a home run in his first spring training at bat, and then he threw down to second to rookie Jackson Holliday, throwing a guy out at second that was trying to steal an
draw win.
What are you doing? I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I had to get to my Newburgh Grizzlies season finale, where we did win that.
There you go. Congrats.
Finished the season with a dub. Coach Fisher leading the boys to victory, 5-2 season, face adversity. You know, we got more heart than that Blazers team does.
Hey, man, you might need to coach.
I mean, listen, X's and O's are not my forte. I think it's just, you know, getting in.
So you're more Mark Jackson than you are Steve Kerr.
No, I'd say I'm more like Dan Campbell, you know. Like, we're going to bite some kneecaps, okay? I know that's a football coach, but I don't know a basketball coach that in the NBA that has that mentality.
Certainly not Chauncey, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. Trust me, I was dependent on my assistant coach a little bit more for the X's and O's aspects.
Probably
of it.
Mike Brown.
Ooh, I like that.
Mike Brown?
Yeah.
He got tossed this week, too, and he was angry, as he should have been.
Mike Brown's got a little FU attitude to him. Yeah, I tell the boys, I sell them on the fact that work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard out there.
Tibbs.
Hustle. Yeah. I think so. Not playing my starters 40 minutes a game, though. We're getting good rotations out there. We're getting kids breathers.
Yeah, Tibbs going to get all his money's worth out of those superstars.
I'll never forget how happy I was at my 7th grade basketball coach for getting kicked out of the game because he just kept counting every time the other team was down on offense how long their center stood in the paint. He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he's not calling it. They never called 3 in the key. Finally, they teed up our coach and kicked him out of the game. I still, to this day, remember that.
All right, going to the rest of the NBA, because there is actually some good NBA basketball being played. There's one team.
Where?
Well, we'll go to one city that Jordan Schultz just visited. There's a team in the NBA that has some 49ers vibes to me. And they got to me, I think they have to seal the deal this year, or else we have to start questioning some of the stars on the team and the coaching. We get to that next here, Sports Sunday. But first, Schultzy with a SportsCenter update. Me and Rashad dissecting 5th, 6th grade, 8th grade basketball in here, like some NBA champion winning coaches.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my day yesterday in a gym watching middle school basketball yesterday. So,
hey,
some great young players, but at the same time, like, yo, like, you know what it is too, Joe? And I don't know about that, but I feel like these students are great at, like, they're really well trained now. Right? Now, like, when they go to practice, it's pretty much
not
like
my boys.
Training
I needed
sessions.
To run them more. They're sucking wind every game.
Like, I don't think kids have the instincts that you learn, like, from playing all the time, just playing basketball, not necessarily going to trainers, not going to shooting coaches and going to, you know, dribbling gurus and all that stuff. I'm talking about going to gyms and going to hoop, going to parks and going to hoop, learning what it's like getting up off the ground when you're playing with guys that are a little bit older and stuff like that, knowing how to get your score, how to score against, you know, maybe when we were in middle school, we were playing against dudes that were in high school. When I was in eighth grade, I went to the Tualatin Rec. I went with this guy named Mike Fesser. Shout out to my guy, Mike Fesser. And I went up there, and Jermaine O'Neal was there. Jermaine, I'm in eighth grade, so this is 96, 97. And Jermaine O'Neal is there. And when I say he's getting buckets, like, he's getting buckets. But they needed one to run. So I'm out there just kind of playing with older people. Now, mind you, I have no business on the floor with Jermaine O'Neal or any of these people that are playing from overseas. No, not in eighth grade especially. Like, I have no business being
out
there.
You were in NCAA football 06, all right? You were an athlete.
Whoa. We'll take it back a lot of years. Definitely not 06.
03?
Trial 1?
01?
Yeah, man. Trial 1.
Dear God, man. How old are you?
I'm pretty old, man. I'll be 41 in May, bro.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm the oldest guy in the room. Ish.
Yeah, 35, 34, yeah. Joe. Yeah,
32.
Yeah, they're babies.
Screw
bro.
You.
This guy,
you're too young.
This guy Hell over yeah. here, man. You know, so, but no, I think it's one of those things, like, kids at this point, they don't play outside. They don't play in, like, open gyms and stuff like that. When I was growing up, it's all these little open gyms all around town that you can go to and, like, hone your craft.
Now they go right? to the rec.
Yeah, now they go to the rec. Now that's the way to get better is I go to the rec on the game.
Did you guys play outside in your driveways until, like, dark midnight sometimes? Like,
I didn't have I didn't grow up lucky enough to have a hoop in the driveway. However, up the street and down the block was a hoop in front of these people's house, and they always let me shoot and always
awesome.
Play there. And we would always play there. I was lucky enough to have parks, like, up the street and down the street from me, so I could always have somewhere to hoop. But no, like, drive past your local park, you know, even one of the bigger parks, and you won't see anybody playing when it's hot outside. And I honestly think that's why a lot of these kids are maybe a little softer than we're used to, and maybe
your 41 is showing right now.
No,
these
and
kids
a lot
are soft these
not,
days.
Not soft, but it's one of those things. Like, I don't hoop unless I'm, like, working out, which is awesome. But again, I don't think those instincts are there because, you know, we were learning those moves and learning how to do them in games against people, you know, and it's much different than learning how to do this stuff with, you know, a trainer, which is a great thing to learn how to, you know, be able to perfect your handle and all that stuff. But I think there's something to be said for end game, what are you going to do? Like, here we go right now, running at the park against somebody who might be a little better than you. Like, what are you going to do?
Actually challenging yourself.
Yeah, and I think that doesn't happen as much anymore. I know for a fact it doesn't, man.
One NBA team that is giving me 49ers vibes right now, Boston Celtics, man. They have won 8 in a row, and they just beat the Knicks last night, which to me, like, right now, besides the Celtics, the Knicks are the only team in the Eastern Conference that have me feeling some type of way. Like, okay, there's some potential.
There's
right
something
now.
There, New York.
I mean,
right?
The Bucks are kind of a mess right now.
I think the Bucks are just. I think they're just playing possum right now.
76ers are without their MVP probably for the rest of the season. The Cavaliers are the 2 seed, but until we actually see them prove it a little bit more. Now they got Evan Mobley back a little bit ago, and he's full tilt. No minutes restriction after having an injury that he missed like 20-something games with. But then they just lost to the 76ers last night, I want to say, or the night before. And so right now it's kind of looking like it's the Boston Celtics conference to lose. They now have a 8-game lead over the next closest team, which is wild because the difference between the number 1 seed in the West and the number 8 seed in the West is 7 games.
Yeah.
So between the Timberwolves and the Suns, that's how close the West is. So right now, the Celtics are running away with the Eastern Conference. And for a team that has been to the Eastern Conference Finals 5 years in a row now, I believe, 4 or 5 years, this has got to be the year, right?
I don't think there's been a better opportunity for the Boston Celtics than this year.
And that's why I was saying, like, they're giving 49ers vibes. It's just like, you're going to pull it off eventually? You're going to bring this one home? Like, Jason Tatum, I know that, you know, he's one of the best players in the league, probably top 5 MVP, top 3 MVP this year. But you know he wants to get that NBA Finals trophy. He's been damn close ever since he came into the league. And now with Jaylen Brown being a key piece to the team, Kristaps playing as well as he has, you have Drew Holiday on the team, who is a championship point guard with his defense. This has got to be the year.
Man, listen. This Boston Celtics team.
The West is down.
Top to bottom.
I mean, it's just
top to bottom. We forget Porzingis is playing, you know, maybe not New York Knicks Porzingis basketball,
really,
but
well,
he doesn't need to. You know, he just needs to kind of play his part, block and change shots, be able to get a shot over smaller defenders. Jason Tatum is amazing. There's nothing offensively that he can't do. Pull up, hezzy pull, off the dribble, sidestep, you know, step back. There's nothing that Jason Tatum can't do when he wants to score the ball. Jaylen Brown is having obviously an all-star season, but Jaylen Brown is just as consistent a player as a number two as you want. Like he averages right around the same amount of rebounds, the same amount of assists, the same amount of steals and everything as Jason Tatum. Obviously Tatum averages a little bit more, but you look top to bottom at this team. And then, like you said, you throw in a Drew Holiday who is defensively, and there's a reason. Look, they're 8 games ahead of every other team, you know, in the Eastern Conference. There's a reason. There's a reason when the Bucks were winning, like they were really winning, is because you have a point guard that can shut down another great point guard. You look across the NBA right now, and it's flooded with crazy good point guards everywhere. Brunson, you know, when Ja is healthy, LaMelo, Trey Young, all across the board. You need.
I like how LaMelo is like the third name you throw out. I mean,
LaMelo's cold, bro.
He's good, but also just their team.
Their team is terrible, but I'm saying, as a point guard,
you gets still, all those shots.
As a point guard, you still got to guard LaMelo. Like that's what, and he's going to give you buckets.
Yeah,
like,
and he's 6'8".
Melo's not
you're
the
right.
reason that Charlotte is bad right now. Like I mean, because he's the only bright spot. They're the Blazers of the Eastern Conference because like you've got this great star that nobody is really watching play.
Y'all remember Al Horford is on the Boston Celtics again, right?
Al Horford, you know, grandfather Horford.
Old man Al.
Well, there's so many pieces on top of the Porzingis and Drew Holiday additions that I think put the Celtics over the top. And I was just in Boston talking to two Celtics fans at that wedding, and they
Jordan, I swear, this is our year.
Yeah, that's pretty much, all right, That's took good. The words right out of my mouth. I don't really have to say anything else. They really, you absolutely make the point that they do, that they think, along with Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench, along with that veteran presence of Horford, there's just everything kind of is fitting together this year. So they've got no weaknesses as opposed to, you know, last year when Derek White sat down, you know, if Peyton Pritchard wasn't hitting threes, they really had nobody to run the offense because Tatum had to play off the ball to get a lot more of those shots in the fourth quarter. So you really need somebody to deliver to those guys with Brown and Tatum off the ball. Now you have that.
And I feel what you're saying, Joe, as far as like a 49ers vibe, because in the sense that you should win, right?
I mean,
you look at the rest of the East and where they are right now.
You
really
look
the rest
the West,
of the league,
too.
You look at the rest of the league outside. Like, we know this is a great story for Minnesota being first in the West and everything like that. That's an awesome story. Denver is going to be the team that represents the Western Conference in the finals.
You know, don't count out the Clippers.
It's Denver or the Clippers. Those will be one of the two teams that make it out of the West. You know, like, so this is an awesome story for Minnesota. So we don't really believe them even still as a number one seed, even though everybody loves Anthony Edwards. There's not a single person that said, man, we don't like Anthony Edwards. He's dope. But this Boston team, if they don't win, like this was their year, because I still believe Milwaukee might be playing possum, but still has some things to work out. And Doc Rivers is their head coach.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards is great. Just don't look up anything that he talks about on his phone with ladies or how he feels about the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. Basically just focus on his basketball skills if you could. Minnesota, though, it's like, yeah, prove it. Oklahoma City, this is the first time you're kind of top dogs, so want you to prove it there. There's a team in the West I kind of want to see make a run. It's New Orleans, but it's mostly just because of this beef that they have with Stephen A. Smith right now. Have you seen any of this?
I don't try to not see anything Stephen A. Smith is a part of.
Hey, I don't blame you. You know, it's probably best for your mental health to not consume any of his content. But they were talking about New Orleans on his show recently, and he basically said, you know, that team goes as far as Zion not eating cheeseburgers is what he, you know, the same old trope. And because they've been playing some great basketball, and Zion especially lately. And now whoever's running the New Orleans Pelicans Twitter account, They are not holding back.
Oh, I did see one tweet, you know, initially from
them. They posted, like his college stats.
Yeah, his college
Stephen
stats,
A's,
a whole little thing, like, you know. Like,
from where, and I can't remember what school he went to, like Winston-State. And then Stephen A. responded with the classic response for any former athlete: I would have played more if it wasn't for my knee.
You would have played more if he wasn't trash. That's yeah. the
thanks,
that's
Uncle
the
Rico.
Yeah, basically. And I retweeted it. I was like, man, imagine a world where nobody's career in a high school or college got cut short if it wasn't for a knee injury. I'm like, oh, wait, that's the world we're living in.
Everybody
it's just
would be
because
pro.
You sucked just like the rest of us. That's all it was. So, and yeah, New Orleans just kept going back at him. Like, they put together a 30-second compilation
of
video.
Of all of his sports feats.
Yeah, of
I
him,
guess.
Like, airballing a shot, him in...
Doing the first pitch, doing
him,
boxing.
Yeah,
like,
boxing, him slipping at the All-Star break and damn near breaking his ankle trying to go for a loose ball. Like, that's also probably why you shouldn't be playing basketball in dress shoes, like trying to do anything in physical activity in dress shoes.
Stephen A. is one of those guys who truly believes he is as big a star as the athletes are.
You don't want this. You don't want to come after me.
Please.
You don't want any of this.
Nobody,
trust me.
You know, only because nobody wants to lose their job because they decided to go at Stephen A. Smith.
The last thing you want to do is come after me. It's yeah, like, see? Nah, I think I'm fine.
Thinly veiled threats. That's what he, you know, that's what he does, man.
Speaking of threats, do you see just real quickly Kevin Durant and the Fan in Dallas?
I want to know what they said. I couldn't really hear what they said to him before.
Yeah, what was that backwoods couple from White Farm America saying?
Well, just as the Suns were running out onto the court, the woman she called him a bitch. As he was running out. And so it was one of those, like, dog whistle. Like, as soon as he heard that, he turned,
you, man, that's
went right over to them. And then she tries to dap it up with him, and it was
for
not
any
going.
Man, for any man, like, that's, I'm telling you, that's a fighting word. That's a fight word.
Well, we did say this last week. Yeah, that's one of those, like, excuse me?
That's a fighting word.
Like,
yes, man.
Like, these fans just unprompted before the game, too. You're not even, like, reacting to a made shot or anything. That's stupid.
And also, if... any of you, I know we have a show here on the radio and / podcast, but man, it was definitely one of those like, all right, there's another reason never to start a podcast. But as that couple is trying to get out of that situation with Kevin Durant, the guy, he's like trying to explain himself. And at the very end, he goes, I host a podcast about sports. And Kevin Durant basically, like, as soon as he said that, he's like, I'm out of here. And just walks away from it. Was basically like, okay.
But didn't get kicked out. KD could have been like, hey, man, get them out of the game. Let them stay, enjoy the game. Like, that's a real one for that. Because I think a lot of people would have just politely escorted them out of the game.
And he hit them with the, you're adults, you're grown-ups. Like, what are we doing?
There we go.
All right. So I wanted to talk about this because it was something I watched on TV, and it... I have to throw it back in our city's face. And Jordan, you said something a little bit ago, too, that I need to respond to this because I just do not believe it. I do not believe it at all. Get to that next here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. Sports Sunday. So what was on my TV last night, you may ask?
Porn.
Porn.
It was sports porn.
Oh, okay.
It was Portland porn.
That sounds weird.
Well, it was the Timbers, baby.
Oh, okay.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Me and Rashad dissecting 5th, 6th grade, 8th grade basketball in here like some NBA champion winning coaches.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my day yesterday in a gym watching middle school basketball yesterday. So,
hey, my
some great young players, but at the same time, like, yo, like, you know what it is too, Joe? And I don't know about that, but I feel like these students are great at, like, they're really well trained now. Right now, like when they go to practice, it's pretty much
not
like
my boys.
Training
I
sessions.
Needed to run them more. They're sucking wind every game.
Like, I don't think kids have the instincts that you learn, like, from playing all the time, just playing basketball, not necessarily going to trainers, not going to shooting coaches and going to, you know, dribbling gurus and all that stuff. I'm talking about going to gyms and going to hoop, going to parks and going to hoop. Learning what it's like getting up off the ground when you're playing with guys that are a little bit older and stuff like that. Knowing how to get your score, how to score against, you know, maybe when we were in middle school, we were playing against dudes that were in high school. When I was in eighth grade, I went to the Tualatin Rec. I went with this guy named Mike Fesser. Shout out to my guy, Mike Fesser. And I went up there and Jermaine O'Neal was there. Because Jermaine, I'm in eighth grade, so this is 96, 97. And Jermaine O'Neal is there and when I say he's getting buckets, like he's getting buckets, but they needed one to run. So I'm out there just kind of playing with older people. Now, mind you, I have no business on the floor with Jermaine O'Neal or any of these people that are playing from overseas. No, not in eighth grade, especially. Like, I have no business being
out there.
You
were in NCAA football 06, all right? You were an athlete.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We'll take it back a lot of years. Definitely not 06.
03?
Trial 1?
Oh, one?
Yeah, man. Trial one.
Dear God, how old are you?
I'm pretty old, man. I'll be 41 in May, bro.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm the oldest guy in the room-ish.
Yeah, 35, 34, yeah. Joe. Yeah,
32.
You guys are babies,
screw
bro.
You. This guy, you're too young.
This guy Hell over yeah. here, man. You know, so, but no, I think it's one of those things, like, kids at this point, they don't play outside. They don't play in, like, open gyms and stuff like that. When I was growing up, it was all these little open gyms all around town that you can go to and, like, hone your craft.
Now they go right? to the rec.
Yeah, no, now they go to the rec. Now that's the way to get better is I go to the rec on the game.
Did you guys play outside in your driveways until, like, dark midnight sometimes? Like, I was, like...
Yeah. I didn't grow up lucky enough to have a hoop in the driveway. However, up the street... And down the block was a hoop in front of these people's house, and they always let me shoot and always awesome. Play there. And we would always play there. I was lucky enough to have parks like up the street and down the street from me, so I could always have somewhere to hoop. But no, like drive past your local park, you know, even one of the bigger parks, and you won't see anybody playing when it's hot outside. And I honestly think that's why a lot of these kids are maybe a little softer. Than we're used to, and maybe a lot less.
Your 41 is showing right now.
No,
these
and
kids
a lot
are soft these
not,
days.
Not soft, but it's one of those things. Like I don't hoop unless I'm like working out, which is awesome. But again, I don't think those instincts are there because, you know, we were learning those moves and learning how to do them in games against people. You know, and it's much different than learning how to do this stuff with, you know, a trainer, which is a great thing to learn how to, you know, be able to perfect your handle and all that stuff. But I think there's something to be said for. End game, what are you going to do? Like, here we go right now, running at the park against somebody who might be a little better than you. Like, what are you going to do?
Actually challenging yourself.
Yeah, and I think that doesn't happen as much anymore. I know for a fact it doesn't, man.
One NBA team that is giving me 49ers vibes right now, Boston Celtics, man. They have won 8 in a row, and they just beat the Knicks last night, which to me, like, right now, besides the Celtics, the Knicks are the only team in the Eastern Conference that have me feeling some type of way, like, okay, there's some potential.
There's
right
something
now.
There, New York.
I mean,
right?
The Bucks are kind of a mess right now.
I think the Bucks are just, I think they're just playing possum right now.
76ers are without their MVP, probably for the rest of the season. The Cavaliers are the 2 seed, but until we actually see them prove it a little bit more. Now they got Evan Mobley back a little bit ago, and he's full tilt, no minutes restriction after having an injury that he missed like 20 something games with. But then they just lost to the 76ers last night, I want to say, or the night before. And so right now it's kind of looking like it's the Boston Celtics conference to lose. They now have a 8-game lead over the next closest team, which is wild because the difference between the number 1 seed in the West and the number 8 seed in the West is 7 games.
Yeah.
So between the Timberwolves and the Suns, that's how close the West is. So right now, the Celtics are running away with the Eastern Conference. And for a team that has been to the Eastern Conference Finals 5 years in a row now, I believe, 4 or 5 years, this has got to be the year, right?
I don't think there's been a better opportunity for the Boston Celtics than this year.
And that's why I was saying, like, they're giving 49ers vibes. It's just like, you're going to pull it off eventually? You're going to bring this one home? Like, Jason Tatum, I know that, you know, he's one of the best players in the league, probably top 5 MVP, top 3 MVP this year. But, you know, he wants to get that NBA Finals trophy. He's been damn close ever since he came into the league. And now with Jaylen Brown being a key piece to the team, Kristaps playing as well as he has, you have Drew Holiday on the team, who is a championship point guard with his defense. This has got to be the year.
Man, listen. This Boston Celtics team.
The West is down.
Top to bottom.
I mean, it's just
top to bottom. We forget Porzingis is playing, you know, maybe not the New York Knicks Porzingis of basketball,
really,
but he
well,
doesn't
though.
Need to. You know, he just needs to kind of play his part, block and change shots, be able to get a shot over smaller defenders. Jason Tatum is amazing. There's nothing offensively that he can't do. Pull up, hezzy pull, off the dribble, sidestep, you know, step back. There's nothing that Jason Tatum can't do when he wants to score the ball. Jaylen Brown is having obviously an all-star season, but Jaylen Brown is just as consistent a player as a number two as you want. Like he averages right around the same amount of rebounds, the same amount of assists, the same amount of steals and everything as Jason Tatum. Obviously Tatum averages a little bit more, but you look top to bottom at this team. And then, like you said, you throw in a Drew Holiday who is defensively, and there's a reason. Look, they're 8 games ahead of every other team, you know, in the Eastern Conference. There's a reason. There's a reason when the Bucks were winning, like they were really winning, is because you have a point guard that can shut down another great point guard. You look across the NBA right now, and it's flooded with crazy good point guards everywhere. Brunson, you know, when Ja is healthy, LaMelo, Trey Young, all across the board. You need.
I like how LaMelo is like the third name you throw out. I mean,
LaMelo's cold, bro.
He's good, but yeah. Also just their team.
Their team is terrible, but I'm saying, as a point guard,
he gets still, all those shots.
As a point guard, you still got to guard LaMelo. Like that's and he's gonna give you buckets.
Yeah,
like,
and he's 6'8".
Melo's not the
right.
reason that Charlotte is bad right now. Like, I mean, because he's the only bright spot. They're the Blazers of the Eastern Conference because like you've got this great star that nobody is really watching play.
Y'all remember Al Horford is on the Boston Celtics again, right?
Al Horford, you know, grandfather
just,
Horford.
Old man Al.
Well, there's so many pieces on top of the Porzingis and Drew Holiday additions that I think put the Celtics over the top. And I was just in Boston talking to 2 Celtics fans at that wedding. And they
Jordan, I swear this is our year.
Yeah, that's pretty much. All right. That's took good. The words right out of my mouth. I don't really have to say anything else. They really, you absolutely make the point that they do, that they think, along with Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench, along with that veteran presence of Horford, there's just everything kind of is fitting together this year. So they've got no weaknesses as opposed to, you know, last year when Derek White sat down, you know, if Peyton Pritchard wasn't hitting threes, they really had nobody to run the offense because Tatum had to play off the ball to get a lot more of those shots in the fourth quarter. So you really need somebody to deliver to those guys with Brown and Tatum off the ball. Now you have that.
And I feel what you're saying, Joe, as far as like a 49ers vibe, because in the sense that you should win, right? I mean, you look at the rest of the East and where they are right now.
Well, you look at the rest of the league
outside. Like, we know this is a great story for Minnesota being first in the West and everything like that. That's an awesome story. Denver is going to be the team that represents the Western Conference in the finals.
You know, don't count out the Clippers.
It's Denver or the Clippers. Those would be one of the two teams that make it out of the West. You know, like, so this is an awesome story for Minnesota. So we don't really believe them even still as a number one seed, even though everybody loves Anthony Edwards. There's not a single person that said, man, we don't like Anthony Edwards. He's dope. But this Boston team, if they don't win, like, this was their year, because I still believe Milwaukee might be playing possum, but still has some things to work out. And Doc Rivers is their head coach.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards is great. Just don't look up anything that he talks about on his phone with ladies, or how he feels about the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. Basically just focus on his basketball skills if you could. Minnesota, though, it's like, yeah, prove it. Oklahoma City, this is the first time you're kind of top dogs, so want you to prove it there. There's a team in the West I kind of want to see make a run. It's New Orleans. But it's mostly just because of this beef that they have with Stephen A. Smith right now. Have you seen any of this?
I don't try to not see anything Stephen A. Smith is a part of.
Hey, I don't blame you. You know, it's probably best for your mental health to not consume any of his content. But they were talking about New Orleans on his show recently, and he basically said, you know, that team goes as far as Zion not eating cheeseburgers. Is what he, you know, the same old trope. And because they've been playing some great basketball, and Zion especially lately, and now whoever's running the New Orleans Pelicans Twitter account, they are not holding back.
Oh, I did see one tweet, you know, initially from
them. They posted, like, his college stats.
Yeah, his college
Stephen
stats,
A's,
a whole little thing, like, you know. Like,
from where, and I can't remember what school he went to, like
Winston State.
And then Stephen A. responded with the classic response for any former athletes: I would have played more if it wasn't for my knee.
He would have played more if he wasn't trash. Thanks, Uncle Rico.
Yeah, basically. And I retweeted it. I was like, man, imagine a world where nobody's career in a high school or college got cut short if it wasn't for a knee injury. I'm like, oh, wait, that's the world we're living in.
Everybody
would
be
pro. It's just because you sucked just like the rest of us. That's all it was. So, and yeah, New Orleans just kept going back at him. Like, they put together a 30-second compilation
of
video
of all of his sports feats.
Yeah, of
I
him
guess.
Like airballing a shot, him in
throwing the first pitch, doing
him,
boxing.
Yeah,
like,
boxing, him slipping at the All-Star break and damn near breaking his ankle trying to go for a loose ball. Like, that's also probably why you shouldn't be playing basketball in dress shoes, like, trying to do anything in physical activity in dress shoes.
Stephen A. is one of those guys who truly believes he is as big a star as the athletes are.
You don't want this. You don't want to come after me.
Please.
You don't want any of this.
Nobody,
trust me.
You know, only because nobody wants to lose their job because they decided to go at Stephen A. Smith.
The last thing you want to do is come after me. It's I think I'm fine, but...
thinly veiled threats. That's what he, you know, that's what he does, man.
Speaking of threats, do you see just real quickly Kevin Durant and the Fan in Dallas?
I want to know what they said. I couldn't really hear what they said to him before.
Yeah, what was that backwoods couple from White Farm America saying?
Well, just as the Suns were running out onto the court, the woman, she called him a bitch as he was running out. And so it was one of those, like, dog whistle. Like, as soon as he heard that, he turned,
you, man, that's
went right over to them. And then she tries to dap it up with him, and it was not
for any
going.
For any man, like, that's, I'm telling you, that's a fighting word. That's a fight word.
Well,
we did say this last week. Yeah, that's one of those, like, excuse me?
That's a fighting word.
Like,
yes, man.
Like, these fans just unprompted before the game, too. You're not even, like, reacting to a made shot or anything. That's stupid.
And also, if any of you, I know we have a show here on the radio and / podcast, but man, it was definitely one of those, like, all right, there's another reason never to start a podcast. But as that couple is trying to get out of that situation with Kevin Durant, the guy, he's like trying to explain himself. And at the very end, he goes, I host a podcast about sports. And Kevin Durant basically, like, as soon as he said that, he's like, I'm out of here. And just walks away from it. Was basically like, okay.
But then getting kicked out. KD could have been like, hey, man, get them out of the game. Let them stay, enjoy the game. Like, That's a real one for that, because I think a lot of people would have just politely escorted them out of the game.
And they hit him with the, you're adults, you're grown-ups. Like, what are we doing?
There we go.
All right. So I wanted to talk about this because it was something I watched on TV, and it, I have to throw it back in our city's face. And Jordan, you said something a little bit ago too that I need to respond to this, because I just do not believe it. I do not believe it at all. Get to that next here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. Sports Sunday. So what was on my TV last night, you may ask?
Porn.
Well, porn, Dan. Porn.
It was sports porn.
Oh, okay.
It was Portland porn.
That sounds weird.
Well, it was the Timbers, baby.
Oh, okay.
It was the Timbers winning 4-1 in their home opener. And they scored four goals in the first half. And, man, I'm telling you, as far as this city being bummed on the Blazers and not having something fun to watch or go to right now, the Timbers, I don't know if you've been to a game before, Rashad.
I have.
Jordan, I don't know if you've been to a couple games, I assume.
I used to cover them, yeah. I used to do pregame shows for them. It's huge.
Man, there is that environment. When that ball goes in the goal, there is nothing like it. And, eighth grade Joe would not believe I'm saying this right now. Because I did. I hated soccer growing up. I thought it was boring. I thought it was, just from a pure TV standpoint, not getting commercials for 45 minutes to 50 minutes, that's one of the best parts about soccer, is the match starts and you don't see a commercial for damn near an hour, it feels like. But the Timbers, the way that they started the season last night, that was electric. Like, that place was going off. I had a couple buddies there that went to the game last night, and as soon as they scored that first goal, I was like, damn, I wish I was there right now. And then they scored a second goal, and then a third goal. And that place was absolutely lit up. And this is where I fight back on the whole, this isn't a sports town. Is that, I mean, was this a soccer town before we got the Timbers? Were people kind clamoring, saying that we need to get an MLS team? This is a soccer city. And this is, so like, when I look at everybody bitching and moaning about us possibly trying to get an MLB team, which after the Jeff Passan article earlier this week, is looking less likely now with the amount of investment that's happening in Salt Lake City, is that this is where I say it's like, again, that loser mentality of like, no, we don't need an MLB team. We're not a sports city. We're not a baseball city. It's like, were we a soccer city? Like, was that the mentality we had before we got the Timbers? Is that, oh yeah, this city would definitely fall. It's like, I think if you build it, they will come. And as far as baseball goes, it's kind of hipster, like soccer, right? Like, there is a following in this city of baseball fans that I think would gravitate to going to baseball games. It's in the summer. It's baseball games. Going to a baseball game is one of my favorite, like, sports activities, because it's not so high pressure. It's, go up to a Mariners game once every, once a year, maybe once every other year, and you're just chilling. You're enjoying the nice weather. You're enjoying the nice day. You're getting a hot dog, few beers. You're walking around outside the stadium, enjoying yourself. Like, there's something about the vibes of a baseball game that it's, again, especially being that it's in summer, you're not freezing ass cold, walking to the stadium and then trying to get back to your car. Like, traffic, whatever. You're going to have traffic. I mean, is it easy getting in and out of the Moda Center for a Blazers game?
No, it's not.
Probably right now, because, there's nobody really
even
going.
Even still, they suck, and it still, takes a minute to get out of the garage or, get out of wherever you may have parked.
I mean, because drivers here suck, but that's another segment.
Well, and go to a Timbers game, too. It's not a walk in the park, getting there and getting out of there. You look at the max leaving a game. Oh, my God. It is sardines packed in a can and into that thing. It's like, so I see last night, and I see how we can create a following and a fan base of an MLS team. Like, keep in mind, the MLS, want to compare it to all the other leagues in the world, it is the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th best league in the world as far as soccer talent goes. So to me, is that when I see that and see our city following a team like that and how it's just grown over the years, And even last year, it's like the Timbers weren't very good. They fired their head coach. This is their first year with their new head coach, Phil Neville, which having a British head coach is just so satisfying to listen to. I mean, just hearing that accent on the pregame. I was listening to it last night.
Does it make
night.
You more confident as a Timbers fan?
Oh, yeah. You have a British guy running the team. It's like, this guy knows footy. This guy can get the lads ready. I don't know. I see that. I'm just like, I don't like the excuse of we're not a sports city. We don't need an MLB team. We wouldn't follow it as well. I think it's BS at this point because and this is what I was saying during the commercial segment. I would like to try and find articles leading up to when the Timbers were going to be announced as a team or that, you know, we were trying to get an MLS team. Like, what was the vibe? You know, granted, the vibes of the city 15 years ago was a little bit different. You know, 15, 20 years ago is that Portland is, you know, was a little different back in 2007, 2008, 2009 before the Timbers came around. I get that. But again, I feel like the city just needs a win and needs the world and needs the country to see that we do have a solid city here. We got things going on. And so why not give a team in the MLB to one of the top 25 media markets in the country, top 22, 23, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm really sick of the whole idea of that. No, we don't deserve it.
I don't know if it's necessarily we don't deserve it as much as it is like the Timbers. Like, okay, I played football in high school at PGE Park, or what we now know as Providence Park, right? That was our home football stadium, and on a homecoming night, it was about as packed as you would get at a Timbers game.
It's where my senior year of football ended, was at PGE Park.
The playoffs,
Jefferson.
Yeah, oh, damn, sorry about that.
Dude.
Yeah, go demos. Okay,
we beat them earlier in the season, 40-6, and then we lost to them in the semifinals.
Payback, got that get back.
But guess who gave up that six on defense?
There you go, Joe Fish for the win.
No,
not at all.
I gave up the shutout. My coach was not too happy about that.
Man, so, I mean, I think when you can pack out Gerald Wynn or Providence Park or whatever we're calling it at this point, mind you, it's the same place that the Beavers played for a long time.
Bro, went to Beavers games all the time.
But
kid.
Again, it's not a very big space to sell out, right? So on those Thirsty Thursdays on Beaver games, I used to work at PGE Park at that point, or Gerald Wynn, or again, whatever we're calling it. And, you know, it's a much smaller space to kind of pack out. And so, yeah, for like you said, the sixth best league, almost like minor league soccer, it's not shocking that Portland kind of latched on to this team. Baseball, I think we keep saying we want it because it's going to be something for us to have. We've never had anything other. I know we have to break, but do you think that they can consistently sell out a baseball stadium for 80 games?
Well, no team does.
No, but I'm saying, or even get close to it.
Besides, like, the Cubs and then the Red Sox. I mean, like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe the Yankees. Like, what other team? I mean, that's the thing, is that it's 81 games throughout the season, and then how many of those are played on a Wednesday in the middle of the day when most people can't get to it anyways? Most of these games are going to start at probably around 7 o'clock anyways. So when you talk about the whole traffic thing, it's like, all right, I guess that is during traffic.
You're talking about Portland. So it's still, you know, you're talking baseball season starts in what, April? May.
I think the better question is, can you draw 2 million fans during an MLB season? I think that's a success for you as a Portland team in your first few seasons, because usually the tops are like close to 3.5. You're talking Dodgers, as you guys say, the Cubs that sell them out all the time. You know, everybody's going to be at every single Dodgers game this year. They're probably going to get way over 3.5 million. But Portland, you're not going to sell every game out. But compared to like the fandom for a soccer team or even like a hockey team, look at MLS numbers, guys, viewing wise on TV. They get nearly what a hockey game does during the regular season. And this whole Timbers movement was a very small. I love how you bring up the whole hippie side of things. I feel like it is kind of the hippie sports fandom here in Portland. So it doesn't surprise me
that the hippie plaid and everything like
that. Well, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that they're very strongly supportive of the Portland Timbers themselves. But guys, do those same fans fans that support that team, do they go out and pay, you know, a bunch of money for other sports apparel? No, they never do. Timbers fans don't really draw anything else or really are interested in anything else. So that's just, it's kind of a one-off, and I'm not sure that is representative of what the success could be for another team in Portland. As you've said, Joe, we just don't care that much.
It just kills me, especially, I mean, and you want to talk about history, it's like the whole history with baseball in Portland going back to the Portland Mavericks days. I mean, there's a whole damn Netflix documentary on that. Like,
Battered Bastards of Baseball.
Do we just have to go Big Brother and have everybody sit in a room and watch that in the Portland city limits? Like, you're going to watch this and you're going to understand that there is actually some passion for baseball in this city. It's just, again, it kills me every time. And then again, seeing the Jeff Passan article, I think it was either on Monday or Tuesday, talking about expansion in the MLB and him quite literally saying that Salt Lake City has leapfrogged Portland as the team on the West Coast. Like, it's just like, all right, well, here we go.
Have you been to Salt Lake?
No, we've talked about this. What city is cooler? City.
Salt Lake, unfortunately.
I don't know. I don't know if it is cooler.
It is. You got to go. And mind you, I'm talking about Utah.
I know. You've
got to go.
That's bold statement.
Liquor laws suck in Utah, though.
Yeah. But as a city, man, we decriminalized heroin and everything else here. Yeah, as a city, it's cooler. Just saying.
I don't know. I mean, being able to do drugs openly out in the open, that sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Aren't we trying to take that back, though, already? I digress.
Yeah. We're turning it into political Sunday here. On a 1080. All right, hour number two coming up. We got a couple hot seats in the state of Oregon. Court storming is not okay, especially if it happens to Duke, right?
Duke should, I mean, yes. No, you don't want those poor young men to get hurt.
We get to those, and then we got some excitement on the horizon, and I really don't know how to get myself ready for this next endeavor that's about to happen in all of our lives. We get to hour number two here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Sunday. So what was on my TV last night, you may ask?
Porn.
Porn.
It was sports porn.
Oh, okay.
It was Portland porn.
That sounds weird.
Well, it was the Timbers, baby.
Oh, okay.
It was the Timbers winning 4-1 in their home opener. And they scored 4 goals in the first half. And, man, I'm telling you, as far as this city being bummed on the Blazers and not having something fun to watch or go to right now, the Timbers, I don't know if you've been to a game before, Rashad.
I have.
Jordan, I don't know if you've been to a couple games, I assume.
I used to cover them, yeah. I used to do pregame shows for them. It's huge.
Man, there is that environment. When that ball goes in the goal, there is nothing like it. And, eighth grade Joe would not believe I'm saying this right now. Because I did. I hated soccer growing up. I thought it was boring. I thought it was, one, just from a pure TV standpoint, not getting commercials for 45 minutes to 50 minutes. That's one of the best parts about soccer, is the match starts and you don't see a commercial for damn near an hour, it feels like. But the Timbers, the way that they started the season last night, that was electric. Like, that place was going off. I had a couple buddies there that went to the game last night, and as soon as they scored that first goal, I was like, damn, I wish I was there right now. And then they scored a second goal, and then a third goal, and that place was absolutely lit up. And this is where I fight back on the whole, this isn't a sports town. Is that, I mean, was this a soccer town before we got the Timbers? Were people kind clamoring, saying that we need to get an MLS team? This is a soccer city, and this is... So, like, when I look at everybody bitching and moaning about us possibly trying to get an MLB team, which, after the Jeff Passan article earlier this week, is looking less likely now with the amount of investment that's happening in Salt Lake City, is that this is where I say it's like, again, that loser mentality of like, no, we don't need an MLB team. We're not a sports city. We're not a baseball city. It's like, were we a soccer city? Like, was that the mentality we had before we got the Timbers? Is that, oh yeah, this city would definitely fall. It's like, I think if you build it, they will come. And as far as baseball goes, it's kind of hipster, like soccer, right? Like, there is a following in this city of baseball fans that I think would gravitate to going to baseball games. It's in the summer. It's baseball games. Going to a baseball game is one of my favorite, like, sports activities, because it's not so high pressure. It's, go up to a Mariners game once every... once a year, maybe once every other year, and you're just chilling. You're enjoying the nice weather. You're enjoying the nice day. You're getting a hot dog, few beers. You're walking around outside the stadium, enjoying yourself. Like, there's something about the vibes of a baseball game that it's, again, especially being that it's in summer, you're not freezing ass cold, walking to the stadium and then trying to get back to your car. Like, traffic, whatever. You're going to have traffic. I mean, is it easy getting in and out of the Moda Center for a Blazers game?
No, it's not.
Probably right now, because, there's nobody really
even
going.
Even still, but they suck, and it still, takes a minute to get out of the garage or, get out of wherever you may have parked.
It's because drivers here suck, yeah. But that's another segment.
Well, and go to a Timbers game, too. It's not a walk in the park, getting there and getting out of there. You look at the max leaving a game. Oh, my God. It is sardines packed in a can and into that thing. It's like... So I see last night, and I see how we can create a following and a fan base of an MLS team. Like, keep in mind, the MLS, want to compare it to all the other leagues in the world, it is the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th best league in the world as far as soccer talent goes. So to me, is that when I see that and see our city following a team like that and how it's just grown over the years... And even last year, it's like the Timbers weren't very good. They fired their head coach. This is their first year with their new head coach, Phil Neville, which having a British head coach is just so satisfying to listen to. I mean, just hearing that accent on the pregame. I was listening to it last night.
Does it make
you
more confident as a Timbers fan?
Oh, yeah. You have a British guy running the team. It's like, this guy knows footy. This guy can get the lads ready. I don't know. I see that. I'm just like, I don't like the excuse of we're not a sports city. We don't need an MLB team. We wouldn't follow it as well. I think it's BS at this point, because and this is what I was saying during the commercial segment, I would like to try and find articles leading up to when the Timbers were going to be announced as a team, or that, you know, we were trying to get an MLS team. Like, what was the vibe? You know, granted, the vibes of the city 15 years ago was a little bit different. You know, 15, 20 years ago is that Portland is, you know, was a little different back in 2007, 2008, 09, before the Timbers came around. I get that. But again, I feel like the city just needs a win and needs the world and needs the country to see that we've got, we do have a solid city here. We got things going on. And so why not give a team in the MLB to the one of the top 25 media markets in the country, top 22, 20, 23, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm really sick of the whole idea of that. No, we don't deserve it.
I don't know if it's necessarily as we don't deserve it as much as it is like the Timbers. Like, okay, I played football in high school at PGE Park, or is what we now know as Providence Park, right? That was our home football stadium. And on a homecoming night, it was about as packed as you would get at a Timbers game.
It's where my senior year of football ended, was at PGE Park.
Playoffs?
Jefferson.
Yeah, oh, damn. Sorry about that.
Dude.
Yeah. Go Demos?
No.
I mean, yeah. So, no. Okay.
We beat them earlier in the season 40-6. And then we lost to them in the semifinals.
Payback. Got that get back.
But guess who gave up that six on defense?
There this you go. Guy. There you go. Joe Fish for the win?
No,
not at all.
I gave up the shutout. My coach was not too happy about that.
Man, so, I mean, I think when you can pack out Gerald Wynn or Providence Park or whatever we're calling it at this point, mind you, it's the same place that the Beavers played for a long time.
Bro, we went to Beavers games all the time,
but
kid.
Again, it's not a very big space to sell out, right? So on those Thirsty Thursdays on Beaver games, I used to work at PGE Park at that point, or Gerald Wynn, or again, whatever we're calling it. And, you know, it's a much smaller space to kind of pack out. And so, yeah, for like you said, the sixth best league, almost like minor league soccer, it's not shocking that Portland kind of latched on to this team. Baseball, I think we keep saying we want it because it's going to be something for us to have. We've never had anything other. I know we have to break, but do you think that they can consistently sell out a baseball stadium for 80 games?
Well, no team does.
No, but I'm saying, or even get close to it.
Besides,
I think
like, what, the Cubs and then the Red Sox? I mean, like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe the Yankees. Like, what other team? I mean, that's the thing, is that it's 81 games throughout the season, and then how many of those are played on a Wednesday in the middle of the day when most people can't get to it anyways? Most of these games are going to start at probably around 7 o'clock anyways. So when you talk about the whole traffic thing, it's like, all right, I guess that is during traffic.
You're talking about Portland, so it's still, you know, you're talking baseball season starts in what, April? May.
I think the better question is, can you draw 2 million fans during an MLB season? I think that's a success for you as a Portland team in your first few seasons, because usually the tops are like close to 3.5. You're talking Dodgers, as you guys say, the Cubs that sell them out all the time. You know, everybody's going to be at every single Dodgers game this year. They're probably going to get way over 3.5 million. But Portland, you're not going to sell every game out. But compared to like the fandom for a soccer team or even like a hockey team, look at MLS numbers, guys, viewing wise on TV. They get nearly what a hockey game does during the regular season. And this whole Timbers movement was a very small. I love how you bring up the whole hippie side of things. I feel like it is kind of the hippie sports fandom here in Portland. So it doesn't surprise
me.
Got
the hippie plaid and everything like
that. Well, yeah,
that.
It doesn't surprise me that they're very strongly supportive of the Portland Timbers themselves. But guys, do those same fans that support that team, do they go out and pay, you know, a bunch of money for other sports apparel? No, they never do. Timbers fans don't really draw anything else or really are interested in anything else. So that's just, it's kind of a one-off, and I'm not sure that is representative of what the success could be for another team in Portland. As you've said, Joe, we just don't care that much.
It just kills me, especially, I mean, and you want to talk about history, it's like the whole history with baseball in Portland, going back to the Portland Mavericks days. I mean, there's a whole damn Netflix documentary on that. Like,
Battered Bastards of Baseball.
Do we just have to go Big Brother and have everybody sit in a room and watch that in the Portland city limits? Like, you're going to watch this and you're going to understand that there is actually some passion for baseball in this city. It's just, again, it kills me every time. And then again, seeing the Jeff Passan article, I think it was either on Monday or Tuesday, talking about expansion in the MLB and him quite literally saying that Salt Lake City has leapfrogged Portland as the team on the West Coast. Like, it's just like, all right, well, here we go.
Have you been to Salt Lake?
No, we've talked about this. What city is cooler? City.
Salt Lake, unfortunately.
I don't know. I don't know if it is cooler.
It is. You got to go. And mind you, I'm talking about Utah. I'm talking about Utah.
I know. You've got to
go.
That's bold statement.
Liquor laws suck in Utah, though.
Yeah. But as a city, man, we decriminalized heroin and everything else here. Yeah, yeah, as a city, it's cooler. Just saying.
I don't know. I mean, being able to do drugs openly out in the open, that sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Aren't we trying to take that back, though, already? I digress.
Yeah. We're turning into Political Sunday here. On a 1080. All right, hour number two coming up. We got a couple hot seats in the state of Oregon. Court storming is not okay, especially if it happens to Duke, right?
Duke should, I mean, yes. No, you don't want those poor young men to get hurt.
We get to those, and then we got some excitement on the horizon, and I really don't know how to get myself ready for this next endeavor that's about to happen in all of our lives. We get to hour number two here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.